This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I know I've been saying a version of this all week, but oh my God, it's almost the weekend
yes.
again.
Yes.
I love that. God, I love 4-day weeks. It's great.
It really is. I love
coming out of a holiday weekend. It's just all positivity. It's all just like, you know, you come out of the 3-day weekend and you're excited because you've had the 3-day weekend. And then you look at it and you go, man, it's almost Friday again.
Yeah.
It feels good. And we might get a little rain today.
Oh, please. Dang. Because yesterday was such a tease at my house.
Yeah.
It blew. It's and soupy. I'm like, I can smell it. It's coming. <Not
good. laughs> Wait, what was it? Did you go out? I'm envisioning you in your backyard.
In my drawers and my oversized Syracuse yes! t-shirt. My sleep shirt. And I'm like, hands up, out, looking to the sky.
Like Shawshank.
It's, I can smell it. It's coming.
It was
like
really,
Andy and his bar of soap and his worn down rock hammer.
With it his was arms really cool.
Oh my God. I'll be done in a minute. Hang on. Wait, hold on. Everybody stop. Kayla wants to speak.
It's not that important. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling the room yet. I apologize. So I was just going to say yesterday I was coming down off the side of Black Mountain and I looked over and the sun was setting and there was rain, like, you know, like pot style showers that were coming down. It was beautiful. So I had to call a buddy immediately and go, oh my God, you have to go outside. It's gorgeous right now. So it just made me want rain more. That's all. I was just adding on to it. So that's it. Okay.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, good.
Make sure I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah.
Push off.
The first break of the show is always tough.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's tough on Kayla.
Well, you know, hey, you know, honestly, though,
I'm just going to kid glove you today just to make sure that.
Perfect.
You know what it is? Is you, correct me if I'm wrong, you kind of on the way to work, maybe even, or maybe while you're prepping at Toronto.
I've done half the show by the time I get.
And you're like, okay, we're starting the show, and I'm gonna talk about this. So
this is what's happening. Ready to
go. Now, I don't know what exactly
Mm-mm.
you're going to talk with,
Mm-mm.
nor does she. And sometimes I'll go, I'm at that. And you're not done because you know where you are.
Oh, yeah, because I'm fired. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready, and I'm two cups of coffee deep. I come in fire both
right.
barrels. No, it's 6:45 where I just fall apart. Just where it's done, all that adrenaline goes out, and it's over. But the actual part where people start listening to the show.
Peak travel time.
Oh, come on now, give yourself some more credit.
No, it's the truth. My greatest fear, a lot of times coming into the show, because you're so excited because there's all this fresh material every day. My greatest fear is that the best part of the show is 5:30 to 5:45. That's my greatest fear. We blew out, talking about the guy with my wife the other day says, did you do the thing about the LFL, about how I said when the guy said that he wished you had cancer and that you said it was Make-A-Wish thing? I go, yeah, it was great. She goes, I didn't hear it. And I said, yeah, I did it at 5:45. I did it at 5:45. It was great. She goes, you do it again? No. I meant to. No.
No.
I didn't.
It was great.
Oh, sure. Fantastic. But good things.
Yeah.
Good things coming. And they're saying by next week, like down in the 90s. So we got a lot to look forward to.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, it's a good time to be alive in Las Vegas. It's not bad.
Yep.
Aviators win. Game one of the playoffs last night. They haven't been there in a few years.
Really?
Game one of the playoffs beat Sacramento last night 9-3. So game two is tonight. Game three is tomorrow night. The first home playoff game. And, well, new stadium.
Oh,
new,
nice.
You know what I mean? New stadium, new name. Things are changing around this
That's
joint.
Right.
Things are changing around here. Aces playing Atlanta tonight. Right now, they're locked into the number four seed. It looks like our first home playoff game, our first playoff game, period, will be at home. And it looks like it's going to be on Sunday the 15th. okay. which really screws me for my duties at NASCAR, but we'll
work
it out.
Work.
Aces.
Yeah?
I signed something.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that's the deal. I signed something with the Aces. That's the Yeah, so I got to, they'll do something else on Sunday at NASCAR. That may be it for me at Vegas Motor Speedway.
No.
I hope not, but you never know. That's how these things.
You're that good.
Yes.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Seriously?
Oh, that good that I've got the two?
Yeah, I'm not making fun of you.
No, I just have two jobs. You know what I mean? I have the two jobs.
But they're not, it's not like you have two jobs and you're going from working fast food to working at Hobby Lobby. Not that that's a bad job. It's just.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So when
no, I'm having fun.
When you do the stage announcements, so you're like right off the side of the stage, like when you're doing the driver intros and all of that stuff. What, when you're at NASCAR?
Oh, driver intros. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're coming out on the stage and you're introducing them. And it's just so exciting. You can actually see Chet if you're looking at the driver stage, if you're out there and you're looking at them as they're coming out, you could see Chet to the left hand side of the stage. And I find it fascinating to watch you because you're very animated.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely. And I love stuff like that. And I feel your passion. It's awesome.
Let's talk about me a little more. I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Why?
Isn't that weird? No, isn't that weird?
You look thin, too. Really?
Oh, my God.
You've got a glow about you.
Let us do change topics. Thank God the 90s are coming. Thank God the 90 degrees are coming. I looked in the mirror this morning. I was like, I need fall to come, and I need fall to come now because I am so freaking fat. It's like.
Not fat.
It's another. Thanks, but I'm fat because it's so different here. It gets hot and you can't go outside and do anything. Do you still go out and take a run?
Yeah.
You're a better man than I.
Well, here's the thing. Once the sun goes down,
yeah,
it's still 100 degrees, but it really is not that bad.
Amy can't.
Yeah,
just
I got
the heat. Just crushes her. But yeah, so we're like, thank goodness it's going to cool off so we can get back in this thing of taking our walks and stuff. And it doesn't help that I'm just like cramming sugar and
All the stuff.
I'm eating everything in sight, but thank goodness football season starts tonight. We also have another just a monster first pick where you get first pick of the prizes. We have to decide, you know what, during the break, we have to decide, are we going to do what crazy thing did they bring with them on a first date?
Okay.
Or when did you order something online and get ripped off?
Oh, yes, I like that.
Okay, just the reaction of the room. Just the initial reaction of the room. Then that's what we will do.
Okay.
For the first pick of the prizes, we'll run it all down for you in just a minute. Everybody, stay where you are.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, it went Sneaky Pete online and snuck in late last night. Not one, but two new songs from Camila Cabello.
Yes.
Liar and Shameless, through the magic of music scheduling, and I don't think this was done on purpose, we are going to be playing Shameless right after Shawn Mendes.
What?
Is it the universe reaching out and saying, they're both good. I don't know why you dropped two singles on the same day, but I don't know.
Because no one else does it.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know. I just threw it out there. It's the only thing that would explain it because I don't get it either. You would want each one to kind of have its own success.
Maybe it's like the Netflix thing where, they drop the whole series. Ba-boom, here you go. Watch it at your leisure. Same thing with the songs.
Maybe.
But just to pull back the curtain a little bit. So record companies and artists will prioritize a single. And then that's what they will tell radio stations, that this is the song that we're trying to push. And then they try to get airplay and try and push it as far up the charts as they can get it. And so the releasing of the two at once is like,
Yeah.
It's weird. Now, I know this. Y'all know this. Everybody in the room knows this. Everybody listening knows this. People consume music in different ways, and it's a lot easier to just get a hold of stuff. Than it was back in the past.
Yeah.
But they still have to, they still do their thing the way they do their thing.
Right.
I guess it's like buying cars. Even though you have all the choices of all the cars, the car maker would like you to buy a particular car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're pushing a particular model.
Or you can go into, You know, you go into Taco Bell and get whatever you want, but right now they're pushing the Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
That's it. They'd like you to buy one of those.
So a bad example of this is Ariana Grande when they dropped Seven Rings. Basically, either the same day or the next day, they dropped Break Up With Your Girlfriend.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, both songs, absolutely amazing. But you see, Seven Rings became this this huge thing. And Break Up With Your Girlfriend, like, maybe cracked the top 10, but then kind of fizzled out of that. And I love
just
that
waited,
song.
If they'd have just waited a minute. And so whatever.
Yeah.
I just, you know, thought I'd let you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
How about this, too? There's the other Camila Cabello song that is called Liar. We will play that at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Straight up,
right.
7 o'clock, or maybe a couple minutes after, but it's somewhere up in that neighborhood. Yeah, fun. And world premieres are just fun. I dig it. Man, it's almost Friday again.
Can't wait.
Football starts tonight. Bears-Packers tonight, for real. They play football for real.
No clue.
Did my fantasy draft last night. I have no Bears or no Packers, so I have no investment in this game at all.
I will not be watching.
That's funny. Speaking of fantasy drafts, Lil Jess. Lil Jess goes speed dating again tonight. Yeah. You're changing tactic this time.
Yes, I'm switching it up.
How?
I'm not going to leave the conversation. Because as each guy came rotating through, like, I immediately was like, hi, I'm Jessica. How are you? How's it going tonight? Like, I just was trying to get all my 6 minutes worth and led the conversation.
You want to see what they got. You want to see what they got worth.
Yeah, and then I also noticed that, you know, some people are intimidated by those who have big personalities, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't think I had a big personality. I was just, hey, let's
use the time
wisely.
Do you feel like you're lying about who you are, though, if you don't lead that conversation?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Do you feel like you're lying about who you are if you don't lead that conversation?
No, not at all. I think it's good practice to let someone else kind of take the lead.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I can't, you know what? Honestly, we'll find out. We'll get the full story again tomorrow, but Jessica goes speed dating.
I hope you find love.
Thank you.
We all
with the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Although I hate to say it, we'll probably find a way to sabotage it because we really need a single person on this show. So if you go off and get married and whatnot, we need to.
I'm going to have to get divorced. It's going to be ugly. I'm going to lose my house.
First pick at 702-364-9898. Soundhouse passes. Christina Aguilera tickets. Mariah Carey tickets. Motor Trend International Auto Show tickets. You choose. Somebody at random will be picked at 702-364-9898. When did you get ripped off? When did you buy something and get ripped off? It happens mostly when you buy stuff online.
Yeah.
I saw a story of a woman in Detroit on that, what's the app? Let It Go?
Oh, okay.
And she bought an iPhone from lady and paid $450 for it. Opens the box, and it's a bar of soap.
Oh, what? My God.
And the woman disappeared, vanished.
Jeez.
So I don't know if she's getting her money back or whatever. I'm sure that's, you know, whatever. I don't think it matters at that point. You know what I mean? You get your money back with the emotional scars
of
this whole thing. So when did you buy something you got ripped off? There's a lot of, it doesn't have to just be online, I don't think. Because Kayla bought janky pots one time that she'll tell us about in just a minute, which is really, really funny. And people are evil. They are just evil. But we want to hear your story. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, it's almost like, when did you ever get bait and switched?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. When did you get ripped off? I saw the story. And I think she might even be a friend of a friend. Because I saw it through a buddy of ours that does radio in Detroit.
Oh.
Woman went on Let It Go, was buying somebody else's iPhone, gave him $450, and the lady put a bar of soap in the box.
Wow, what a jerk.
And sent it. Awful. Nicole and Henderson, when did you get ripped off?
I got ripped off about 2 years ago. I was getting solar panels put on the top of my house, and $15,000 later, here I am with no solar panels, nothing that works. and now I'm trying to fill out paperwork with a better business viewer at this point. We'll see how it goes from there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and can the Better Business Bureau do anything besides give them a bad rating? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like they're going to go get your money back or force them into fixing it.
Yeah, hang on. May, we'll be with you in a second. I want to go back.
There's been a lot of people filing, so at this point now we're just waiting, and we're trying to get another solar panel company to come and fix their mistakes.
Sure.
Try to get them working again.
We had you on hold for the first part of that, but what can they actually do? What can the Better Business besides giving them a bad rating?
Well, they actually can file a claim against that company and get your money back.
That's good.
Money so you can take.
Those guys are long gone. You ain't seeing them again. You ain't seeing them again. Brooks the Fish from Summerlin. What's the when'd you get ripped off?
I ordered some AirPods off of Wish, and they said they had like 6 hours of playtime. Charged them all up, plugged them in, and got about 20 minutes out of it, and then put the charge.
That's it, and that was all. Some might say that the fish got ripped off on the P1 Power Rankings too.
By
yours truly. That might have been me. Again. I love the fish. I love it. You know what? I may just slot him in for number one next week just on principle. Just because.
We love them all.
And that's the other thing, too. Out of a couple hundred thousand folks last we heard, out of a couple hundred thousand folks, we got to figure out 10 for the P1 Power Rankings.
I find it very funny.
It's a podcast, KLUC.com, if you want to check it out, or on the radio.com app.
Jeez.
All the way, man. Who would dare rip off our buddy All the Way May? Who would dare? I want a name right now, because we're going to get some scalps.
Wouldn't it be great if she said Chet Buchanan?
It wasn't me. Why would I rip off All the Way May? I'm just kidding.
You would not.
Tickets.
Yeah, right.
It was, one of them is my Apple Watch 2 years ago. I bought it off of Facebook, and 4 months later it broke. But I would say the worst is timeshare, guys. Timeshare.
Yeah, awful.
That I've done it 5 years ago. The worst.
You can never get out of it, man. Yeah, it's bad. It's tough. It's really tough. I'm sorry, May. What were you saying?
Timeshare. So it's just the worst.
No, Spence said you know that going in though.
It's not worth the free show tickets, man.
No.
It was. I was 21.
Oh yeah, no, you know what? You're right. No, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Woo! I can go to Puerto Vallarta and have a place to stay whenever I want. Woo! That's great.
So you go one time.
Yeah,
maybe.
Not so much. Oh no, this is the worst. Brian, you of all people, I'm kind of shocked that you got took by a scalper.
I know, man. We were walking in. You know, Monster Jam. They got the T-shirts out there. You know, the tickets. You know. Here it is, $100. And my boys are like, don't do it, Dad, don't do it. I was like, come on. No problem. Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing when you walk to the gate. It's like, no, these aren't no tickets, so.
Wow.
Me and the two boys crawled over to the ticket booth and did it. And the whole time my boy's going, I told you, Dad, I told you. I know.
What? Can I tell you something? Woo! It's Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
No, there is a new Camila Cabello song that is out today. Actually, there are two of them that we have radio.com world premiered. One of them is called Shameless. We played that at 6 o'clock. The other one is called
Liar.
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 We will play that at 7 o'clock, and we will alternate them throughout the day. Evens and odds, if you know what I'm saying. That's coming up in just a minute. Also, I don't even know where to begin. A relationship issue that we have never come across before. She is, she's 26. She's marrying a guy who's a little older. He's like 40s.
Okay.
And he has a son. The son is 15. And the son has a particular interest in his new stepmom. In that I believe he's been doing, what Spence calls internet research. what Spence calls internet research for the prenap.
Oh, God.
We don't talk about the prenap on the radio anymore.
My bad. Okay. Anyway, we'll give you more details in just a minute. It's your good feeling story of the day. Young people have really entered the fray, and they've started voicing their opinions the last few years. This is really young, okay? She's 6 years old, and she lives in Arkansas. Her name is Vivian Lord, and she recently sent a letter to a bunch of toy companies because she got a set of little green army men, and it didn't have any army women in it, and she wanted to have army women. She said that her friend's mom was in the army, so she didn't understand why all the army men were army men. And then if they made army women, that she would play with them every day. And one of the toy companies that got her letter actually listened. There's this guy, his name's Jeff Imel, I-M-E-L, owns a small toy company in Scranton, Pennsylvania called BMC Toys. And he said, why not? I'm doing it. And by the way, he's brilliant because now a bunch of other schmoes like us around the world are going to be talking about it today.
Yep.
So BMC Toys is making army women, female army toys. And he's going to release an entire set of them. He posted photos of some mock-ups earlier this week. They will be out next year, just in time for Christmas. And a six-year-old changing the world in the most adorable way.
That's amazing.
It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, it's a P1's court, but I'm not going to make it official like that right now.
Right?
I don't feel the need. I don't know why.
All right.
I don't know why. And and this would also be one of those times when I would probably hit one of those warning deals. But then somebody told me the other day that the minute that they hear that they take us they take me at my word, and they shield their child from, you know, whatever's happening on the radio. And I went, well, give it a chance.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing that anymore either.
Okay.
We can't afford to lose any more listeners.
No.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Tell a friend.
All of you.
So.
We do edgy stuff like this.
So she's getting married. I'll just read the email straight out. My boyfriend has a 15-year-old son from his first marriage. He's 43. I'm 26. We've been together for almost 8 months. We're talking about getting engaged. We even moved in together over 3 months ago. My boyfriend is clueless when it comes to social media and the different dangerous websites that kids could be checking out. After his son leaves, I always make sure to check the history on our computer. She's jumping straight into the mom role. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
After his son leaves, I always make sure to check the history on our computer. I've noticed that his son clears the history every time he's at our place. Last weekend, the Wi-Fi was down, so he asked to use his dad's iPad because it has 3G. Just 3G.
Just part 3, right?
What? Part of town do you live?
Bunch of hillbillies.
Jeez. God. When he left to go back to his mom's house, I looked at the history and I saw that he didn't erase what he was looking at. What I saw disturbed me. And this is why I need your help.
Here we go.
His son was looking at the porn.
Oh, Lord.
That happens. Okay.
Sure. Fitting. Sure.
It's not a good thing, but it happens.
As, yeah. as your buddy Australian Paul might say, fitting.
Fitting.
He's fitting. He was looking at a particular category.
Okay.
Has a particular interest in the particular category. So, Kayla, let me ask you a question. Huh. It's not about that. I'm just...
Okay.
This is a particular comedic tool that I need your help with. So, when our... Let's call her Jessica Lombardo.
All right.
When Jessica Lombardo marries her boyfriend, she becomes the 15-year-old's...
Stepmom.
And that may be the category that he's really interested
in. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, no.
So she's like, I was freaking out. I don't know what to do. Do I tell his dad? Do I tell his mom? Stay away from the mom. Can I just jump in and say that? Well, I kind of already did.
Yeah, stay away. Stay away from the, don't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know the mom.
She should never speak to the mom, ever.
Not until she's the wife.
No, never even then. None of your business. Stay out of that.
I don't know. Like, because then the mom, like, can you imagine?
No.
Because she already, her ex-husband's hot for this woman, and now her son is too.
Yeah, no. Stay out of the, honestly, I'm not kidding you. She should never speak to the mom. Under any circumstance.
Agreed.
She has no reason to speak to the mom, ever. The 26-year-old hot new young wife. Ever should she speak to the mom. Never, ever. Have I made myself clear?
Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm like, you're really hammering this point home. She goes, do I confront him, the kid? Is this normal? I've noticed at the pool this summer, he was staring at me in my bikini.
Oh,
but I blew that off.
No.
Now I'm wondering if he has some kind of crush on me. Or worse, is he thinking about me with dirty thoughts? You mean like your 40-year-old future husband?
Oh, wow.
Maybe somebody else has gone through this. I have no idea what to do. For me, this is super cut and dried, but I don't know.
What would you do?
Well, let's give them a shot.
Okay. Right?
Let's give I don't want to blow this whole thing up right now. 702-364-9898. For me, there's only one answer, but I don't know. There may be other ways through.
Okay.
What do you do? Do you shut, or is the answer shut up? Because all this is going to do is create, think before you jump, because I had, you know, I said there's only one way through for me. But then now I've thought about it twice, and my way, I don't know if that's the good way either.
Oh, I know exactly what I would do if I were her.
There's a lot of, but now think about the fallout from your actions. Whatever you do. Whoever you decide to talk to about this, think about what that fallout becomes.
Okay.
And that relationship moving forward.
This is hard. This is a really hard one.
702-364-9898. What do you do? What do you do? Call us now. We would love to hear what you think.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not lying. This is a tough one. And there are so many descriptive words that I would like to use for how difficult of a situation this is.
Yeah.
And none of them seem appropriate.
Nope.
They all seem like it'll make it worse.
Tread lightly.
Funny. Right? Words like sticky. I can't. I'm like, this situation. Well, I can't say that.
Nope. No. Can't say it.
So she's 26. She's marrying a guy who's 43. He has a 15-year-old son from the first marriage. She's checking through the history on the... I don't know why she's so uptight, but whatever. She's checking through the history on the computers all the time after the 15-year-old. Here's my first thought. With love and with respect, jump out of the idea that you're going to be parenting this kid. You know what I mean? Like, you've got a responsibility as an adult... But
you're only 9 years older. You're like an older sister.
Yeah, it does feel like she's kind of overstepping right now.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But she's setting herself up to overstep. She hasn't yet overstepped.
I agree.
We don't know the full story, but it doesn't appear that she's overstepped.
Right.
Other than I've been going through and checking the history on the computer because his father is clueless about social media and dangerous websites. Dangerous websites at 11. No, that's what they do on the news shows. So, she found out that he's watching the porn, and he's 15 and whatever. But he really digs the stepmom stuff, and she caught him. She enough that she made note of it that they were laying out by the pool, and she caught him staring. Well. He's 15.
I know, but it's awkward. Like, does she then, like, throw a towel over herself? Like, don't look at me.
We don't know that. But I don't think that even matters. That it's just that she caught him looking. And that so she felt that there was something there. Mm-hmm. And now she doesn't know what to do.
Now,
the number one answer and the first thing that popped into my head. Uber RJ from Hendertucky, what do you do?
First, I got to give a shout out to Kayla Hee-wee.
Okay, we don't have time for all that. What do you do?
Okay, what I would do, she needs to talk to her dude and dude needs to tell his son, hey, I got her first, buddy. Sorry.
Oh, God. The problem is, okay, that was immediately what I thought. She's tell the stepdad, let stepdad handle it. You have now ruined that relationship.
With his son?
The stepdad can't let on, or the dad, sorry.
Yeah, his dad.
The dad cannot let on that the future stepmom knows.
Yeah, he had to find it himself. He could not, he can't go, hey, oh. you're my girlfriend found this. He can't say that.
Yeah, if you're having a conversation at all.
Yeah.
Now here's my question. Actually, you know what? Bring in Comic Book Chris. The only, you know what?
Wow.
Here's a guy from the past, by the way. Who, as of now, is still, and the queen of the first pick, the only two that have their own walk-up music. This has been Comic Book Chris's walk-up music since back in the day, since this song was current. So, here's my real question, Comic Book Chris. Do you have a talk at all with this kid?
You absolutely have a talk with the kid, especially as the dad. I mean, okay, you make a valid point that you don't want it to be like, okay, my future wife or my girlfriend found this, but... She does bring it to the dad, and I'm kind of flip-flopping a little. She brings it to the dad, and he has a sit-down talk with him. But let me play devil's advocate. Let's say he was looking at something else, like maybe
right.
shooting up schools and stuff like that. Then do you say something, or did
yes,
you not say
no, of course. That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
That's way different. But okay, let me ask where I thought you were going. What if he's just looking at other porn? Do you have the,
right.
Are you still alarmed?
Not as alarmed as the category that he's looking at.
Right.
And I'm not going to say that I've seen that category, or maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but
yes, you have. Don't lie.
Looking at stuff like that, and you got a hot girlfriend, and she's about to be your wife, what's going to happen when you have to work late one night, and he's like, oh, here's my opportunity.
He's 15.
In 3 years, though, when he's young, strapping, and a star on the high school football team.
Well, then
hands off.
Yeah, you can't.
Off.
She well, can't.
Can't do that.
Of course not. Yeah, there's a lot of people involved here.
That's why you've got to nip it in the bud. That's I'm agreeing with you.
You have to nip it in the bud.
If you do that, he's just going to get sneakier about it.
Thank you, buddy.
Like you, that it's not going to solve anything by having the dad confront him because he's going to go, oh, well, now I can only do it at mom's house. Now I can only look up this at mom's house.
Yeah,
it's
he's still going to do. He's still going to do it. He's still going to do it.
The dad needs to be aware. Now, what she should do is confront him. And as she's speaking to him, she should remove her glasses seductively and nibble on the ear piercing.
No, no. Oh, my God, no.
I was concerned with what you might do.
That was mild. Give me some credit.
I'm aware.
Okay.
That's why I was concerned with where this would go in your hands, so to speak.
I think that she cannot say anything at all. Because then how do you explain, like, oh, yeah, I've been searching his history every time he comes to the house. Like, you have to fully explain everything. Like, how did you know to look on the iPad?
Yeah.
And this guy?
How do we know that the future husband knows that she goes through and checks the history?
Well, you're not going to do that. You're not going to tell him that. You're going to say, hey, I was on the computer and I typed in and stepmom
right.
came up. You can't ignore it and think it's going to go away.
I don't know.
You find meth in Jimmy's drawer, you're going to do something about
Different.
It.
Different.
Different. Big deal. You find a candy wrapper in his bedroom.
It's a natural
bedroom.
Thing,
you
Spence.
You freak out?
I'm fully for this. I got no problem with it. I'm just saying, she's 26 and they're in the same house. You have to say something. You can't just let it.
It's all dudes here, too, which weirds me out. It's all dudes on the phone. I want a woman's perspective on this. Lil Jazz, you got a 10-year-old?
Yeah, I do.
What? Okay, so what's going through your head?
I'm hearing what Kayla's saying. But at the same time, I mean, if he's already showing signals that make her feel a little uncomfortable, because you mentioned something about a swimsuit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, if
literally
he's already...
30 seconds here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and talk to the dad.
No. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Yes, do talk to the dad.
Yeah, talk to the dad. You got it. Talk to the dad.
Yeah, you have to. You can't let this go. Why not?
I see. What you do is you stage the whole thing and you have dad discover it so you don't have any ties to it at all.
You can make it all. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see. It concerns me that you want to dump lies into the, you know what I mean?
She can't. You can't just let this go, especially in the way the world is today.
I think you can.
He can't.
What's he going to do?
thinking it's okay to objectify his stepmom.
You know what? Let's come back around to this in a minute. I don't think we're done with this. I really want to hear a woman's perspective on this because Kayla and I both say, let this go. Just let it go. It's fine. No harm, no foul. Let him do. What's he going to do?
It's a phase.
What is he going to do other than just live out his fantasies? Whatever. And you think that's going to go away? You're going to have a talk with him? Now, Jimmy, you stop looking at that and thinking about her in this fashion. And then, and he's going to go, okay, Dad. And he's just going to...
Perhaps...
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
90.5. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, so this is interesting. And we've gone round and round and round about this. So Marcy is her name. She's 26. She's marrying a guy who's 43. 43-year-old dude's got a 15-year-old son from previous marriage. Marcy has a thing. I just thought this was interesting at first. And I know you're listening, Marcy, and that's cool. I gotta say what I think. You might be a little uptight on this whole checking the history on the computers thing.
Yes.
And you might be jumping a little too quick into the I'm this kid's mom thing. But okay, you're playing the role, and that's good. But through her search, she finds out that young man has been watching the porn. And who is she going to be to him once they get married?
She's going to be his stepmom.
Yeah, he likes those ones.
Yeah.
He likes that. And now Marcy's freaked out and doesn't know what to do. Spence says immediately you need to talk to the stepdad, or the dad.
And make sure there's not an issue. If they're going to live together in the same house and she's going to be the stepmom, you've got to make sure that...
The airing of it, you know, like getting it out there in the open. But here's the thing. I feel like it's a 15-year-old kid. If you put it out there, he's just going to get sneakier about it.
He's not stopping.
No, I don't think he's going to stop. But I think it's appropriate to set boundaries and go, understand... And maybe he will be sneaky. You still got to address it.
He used words like appropriate and set boundaries. And you can't argue with that. It's hard to argue with that because that's straight out of parenting 101.
And I've had a teenage son, so I'm aware of the sneakiness. Trust me. I know.
Okay,
I know
but let's role play this. So you be the dad, I'll be the son.
Okay, I'm the dad?
Yeah, you're the dad.
Son? I've discovered in a search of my computer, my iPad, that you have been looking at adult features. And
no.
Son.
I know what happened.
I know
what?
I know what happened, and I'm not concerned so much about the choice of movies. You're a young, strapping fine lad, but I'm more concerned about your soon-to-be stepmother and its effect on her.
Tell her not to watch them.
Son, that's not funny. specifically,
what do you mean, effect on her?
She does not, son, need you ogling over her. She is
I don't even look at her. That's stupid.
She said you look... Oh, I just ruined it right there.
And she said...
Yeah,
see, this is what I'm saying.
She said...
No, this is what I'm saying. It's a mess.
You have to, like, then turn the whole thing and go, I've noticed you've been... Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you have to do that.
No, why you... What? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
So then you step in and you say, well, okay, maybe you're not, but I just wanted to clarify that.
It's inappropriate.
Then, yeah, why are you being so weird then? Why are you being weird about it? I didn't do it.
Then you stand up and say, I need you to shut your mouth.
I hate you.
Good. Get out.
But that's the whole thing.
No one ever does that. No one does that anymore.
But how do you then prove that was him looking it up. That's all. You have no proof other than he used the iPad. So that could easily be someone else using it.
Like somebody broke into the house.
No, I mean that. But he could. But the thing is, if you're having the conversation with the son, he could try to spin it and go, "Well, it's your girlfriend."
Remember, you're in charge. You're the parent. This isn't court. Right. Sit your butt down.
Not a court of law.
Keep your mouth shut and open your ears.
Yeah, it's not a court of law. It's not a court of law, and it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So the whole it wasn't me, you know, the it wasn't me defense, I don't know. But what I'm saying is that's great. We have all these talks all day long. It's not stopping it. I don't think. I'm trying to think if I was 15.
Everyone wants what they can't have. You tell a kid he can't have that, what is he going to do? He's going to want more of it.
Drea in Northtown, thoughts?
Hey. I think she already messed up because she should have said something in the beginning. You have to say something because what if something comes up later and then you're sitting there like, I knew that 4 months ago. Like, are you kidding me?
Like what?
So you probably didn't get upset.
Okay, here's two things. So number one, if you look like you're paranoid, he's staring at me. Well, you're hot and you're wearing a bikini. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
and then
that part.
and then what's going to come up later? What is going to happen later?
He could get into worse porn. Maybe he could get into a different website that's more dangerous. He could get caught at school watching porn on his cell phone and then get in trouble. Like,
I don't think
that's endless what could happen. So she does need to say something.
So you see the issue is that he's looking at porn. See, Marcy is worried. Marcy is worried that this guy is watching, you know, that he's got a thing for her.
I mean, he might, but I mean, it doesn't seem dangerous to me, but that might be natural. I mean, that's kind of what happens when daddy brings home a hot girlfriend, right? So she's a boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is she supposed to do?
She needs to talk to him and just let him know and be prepared that he might be a little upset because why are you, like, going behind my son? Like, what is making you suspicious to begin with, and why didn't you tell me back then when you were first suspicious? Like, she needs to let him be the dad and step back.
All right. Thank you, Drea. Danielle, what do you think?
Hi. Hey. I think that the moms should just play it cool. I think it's okay. You know, he's a 15-year-old boy. How many other 15-year-old boys are looking at porn? And maybe it's not just, you know, stepmom porn. Maybe that just that day. He felt like that day, you know.
That's true.
I like how you lower your voice when you say it.
You know,
maybe it was just that day. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, she should just play it cool, you know, be respectful and cover yourself up if you feel he's looking at you. Yeah, you are 26. No, you're a hot mom, and just play it off and, you know, hopefully he'll stay in his place, you know, and know where he stands with you, which is nowhere. So hopefully she figures it out. She shouldn't run her mind too much over something that, you know, you can't control. He's 15 years old. He's grown into himself.
Yeah, be careful how you're hugging this kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't hug this kid.
Now you can't hug this kid.
You can't hug this kid.
Nope.
By the way, there is a listener who would like to remain nameless who has lived this. We will talk to her right after we talk to Patty. And your thoughts on this, Patty, in the Northwest?
To piggyback off of the previous call, he's 15. You're 26 and decided to be with a 41-year-old man with a teenager. What do you think was going to happen? Yeah, he's going to look. He's 15. Now, she should just tell him right then and there, like, what are you doing? Look at him crazy. What you doing? Nope, that's not what's happening. But you can't be surprised by any of that. You're 26. You obviously have a nice enough body to be in a bikini. Why would you think a 15-year-old boy that's not related to you would be looking at you? Yeah, he's going to look at you. Duh.
Nice work, Patty. Nice work, Patty. That's a great call. All right, so Jessica Lombardo, if that is your real name, it's not. You've lived this.
I have. It is not fun. Not fun whatsoever. My now husband was 36. I was 23, and his son was 13. We had just recently started dating, and he came to live with us. Now, she's in a situation where she doesn't have to be mom because there is a mom. Now, in my situation, mom was out of state, so I became, you know, I had to play that role. So, like Spence said, like boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. And it was actually, like, I didn't notice it. My husband or back then boyfriend, noticed it, and he was like, ha ha, he has a crush on you. I was like, what do you mean, ha ha? Like, that's not funny. And he had a heyday with it. But it's one of those things where, like, you have to put up your own boundaries. And, like, no, you're not going to have a conversation with the kid about it. How awkward is that? Like, no, I'm not going to sit down and be like, hey, do you have a thing for me? And not only that, but you don't know if this kid has, like, had a thing for stepmoms way before you came into the picture.
Yeah.
You don't know. But, like, you can't, no, you're not going to sit down and have a conversation with him and that. Like, you're ruining anything. This could just be a stage and it'll go away. And as soon as you start to be that parent or whatever, they're going to, like, that's not something that they're going to enjoy anymore. And, well, at least mine didn't. But it's, no, it's horrible and it's awkward, but it's not a conversation that you sit down and have between each other.
Yeah, because no good comes of it.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, no, not at all. And then, like, 20 years down the road, that's, like, a mortifying story of, like, hey, remember when your dad and I first started dating and you had a crush on me? Like, no.
No,
you're not talking about this.
That's exactly when you pull it out at Thanksgiving when his kid starts acting up and you go, oh, you don't remember?
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, you don't remember?
No, trust me, with a teenager, you're going to have plenty of other stories to do that with, but not this one. No, you don't talk about it.
And by the
way, just find boundaries. Oh, and you definitely are not going swimming with that child. Like, are you kidding me?
Right, right.
Do not do that. Like, you are setting yourself up for failure and awkwardness all the way around. Like, be appropriate, be the mom, be there. But, like, cover yourself up.
And like we said to Marcy earlier, congratulations on being hot.
Yeah, like, definitely, like, good job for being there.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to put up boundaries.
Oh, you missed the whole thing. We were paying you a compliment. Congratulations on being hot.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, because they, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not, you know, yeah, it's not just because you're there. You obviously have some redeeming qualities. Obviously. All right, we got to go. Have a great day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
So I want to kind of replay the conversation that was happening while Khalid was playing. So the name pops up on my screen. I go, oh, Jesus. And Kayla goes,
Shelly Cower.
And Spence goes, without even knowing whether it's true or not, Spence goes, how's she getting through so much? Sorry, and he was spitting all over the place just like I was.
And then I said, I haven't seen the screen. I was just going by what Chet was saying over there.
Yeah, because
I thought it was funny.
Well, Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Shelly Cower to Silverado Ranch.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How do you get through so much?
I listen, I try hard, I put it out in the universe, and it happens.
How much of a cut is Lil Jess getting out of this deal?
Lil Jess sit over here like, I'm going to need you to win point to get the cut.
Y'all can't just giggle at that. Somebody has to come out right away and say, zero!
Zero.
That was obvious.
I love my job way too much to risk it on anyone.
It ain't worth it. Even if you were getting half,
yeah.
It ain't worth no 325 or whatever, 375 right now. It ain't worth that. No way.
Yeah, I can't take care of little Jess. I'm sorry,
no.
Jess.
No.
I don't make enough.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Shelly Cowart is something of Spence's nemesis. And we have always said that the day will come when Shelly is going to take him for all the cash. And today might be a good day. $748 in the jackpot, the $1,000 bonus, 5 questions, 30, and the Bruno Mars tickets.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture, ripped from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Tim Bob Cooter.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. Do you not, all of a sudden, did you forget? And will you be cootering today, Ms. Cowart?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. After showtimes of Mics and Men, Hulu has released an American saga about which iconic hip-hop group?
Run DMC.
What Hollywood star built an app for their superfans in 2017, but is now shutting it down because of trolls?
Jeremy Renner.
16 years later, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back for the third Bad Boys movie. What's it called?
Bad Boys for Life.
Kevin Hart was supposed to be the first guest ever on the new Kelly Clarkson show. Who ended up being that first guest instead?
The Rock.
Eric Weddle's contract. Eric Weddle's contract with the Rams includes a notable clause that is devoted to his four kids and what?
Wife?
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
I don't know if it'll be enough. Your nemesis. The pain in your side. Among other places. You're shaking
my
your
belly. Because I just am amazed. I just am amazed. Just amazed. Befuddled.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds, with a virtual $1,750 on the line and Bruno Mars tickets. Time starts when I read the first one. His anxiety level's through the roof. You know, we don't see him like this very often. He's got himself wound up. All right, here we go. After Showtime's Of Mics and Men, Hulu has released an American saga about which iconic hip-hop group?
It's Wu-Tang.
What Hollywood star built an app for their superfans in 2017, but is now shutting it down because of trolls?
Jeremy Renner.
16 years later, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back for the third Bad Boys movie. What's it called?
Bad Boys for Life.
Kevin Hart was supposed to be the first guest ever on the new Kelly Clarkson show. Who ended up being that first guest instead?
The Rock.
Eric Weddle's contract with the Rams includes a notable clause devoted to his four kids and what?
Pumpkin spice lattes.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
I'm not sure. Did she get him? I don't think she beat him, but she might have gotten the cash and the Bruno.
Okay.
Let's see how it turned out. After Showtime's Of Mics and Men, Hulu.
You got it.
Has released an American saga about which iconic hip-hop group? Shelly Coward, Spence's nemesis, said...
Run DMC.
Spence said...
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang Clan. And that might have been what will be the difference here at the end. One zip, Spence. What Hollywood star built an app for their superfans in 2017, but is now shutting it down because of trolls? Shelly Coward said.
Jeremy Renner.
And Spence said.
Jeremy Renner.
They both say it.
Booyah! Booyah!
It's usually right, but that's 2-1 Spence. 16 years later, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence back for the third Bad Boys movie. What's it called? Shelly said.
Bad Boys for Life.
And Spence said.
Bad Boys for Life.
They both say it. It's usually true.
Booyah! Booyah!
And that's 3-2 Spence. Kevin Hart was supposed to be the first guest ever on the new Kelly Clarkson show. Who was that first guest instead? Shelly said.
The Rock.
And Spence said.
The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
And it's 4-3, Spence. I can tell you, Spence got the last one wrong. If Shelly got it right, she ties him. She gets the cash, and she gets the Bruno Mars tickets. Find out what happened right after this.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
When we left Spence's challenge, Shelly Cowart was from Silverado Ranch, was trailing Spence 4-3 with one question to go. We know that Spence got that fifth question wrong. If Shelly Coward got it right, then she ties Spence. She gets $748 in the terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. She gets the Bruno Mars tickets. But she's got to get it right.
Yeah.
The question was... Eric Weddle's contract with the Rams includes a notable clause devoted to his four kids. It's actually named after his four kids. And what? Spence said...
Pumpkin spice lattes.
You're not that far off. Shelly Coward said...
His wife.
His wife's involved. The clause is not devoted to that. The clause is devoted to his four kids. And ice cream. Ice cream,
huh?
After wins, they throw epic ice cream parties. We don't exactly know what the deal is, whether they're buying the ice cream, whether they're not going to give him grief for eating the ice cream or whatever, but he eats a gallon of ice cream after every win.
Oh, my God.
And his kids make these giant ice cream sundaes. His wife's involved, too. But the answer we were looking for was ice cream, and Spence wins again.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
There is a new Camila Cabello song called Shameless, a radio.com world premiere. Coming up in about 5 minutes.
It's so okay. Good.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, you know what we have time for? We have time, because I believe Kayla's got a joke. We have time to play Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. And then Camila Cabello is going to come on. Oh, but first, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Anthony McDonald from Northtown.
Anthony. What's up, Ant?
All righty. How about yourself, Trat? You know,
we're doing all right. We're doing all right. Anthony from Northtown. Hey. Bruno Mars tickets for you, my friend.
All right. Thank you,
and
sir.
The way I get it, the way I understand this is working, too, is that isn't this what we decided, Lil Jess? It's probably some sort of voucher, and they just get to go during the residency? Something like that?
Yeah, that may be it.
Oh, we're still guessing.
No, we're still guessing.
No confirmation.
Did you see how she was just like, yeah, you know what, dude? She's like, you can say whatever you want. She's like, I'm going to leave you out there on just, this is me. Right there on the island. Yeah, go ahead. You frame this up however you want, son. That makes sense how it's, because usually they differentiate. And it just says here, a pair of tickets to see Bruno Mars at the residency at Park MGM, which is already happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So you've got your tickets. And that might not even be the best part, Ant.
Go ahead. It's time for Kayla's joke.
Yeah, because Kayla's got a joke. That's right.
This is compliments of D. Collier, 1234 on the Instagrams. Submitted a couple of jokes earlier in the week, so I figured I'd give you one of his.
Sure.
What do you call syrup with a speech impediment?
I don't know.
I don't even care what the punchline is.
Just the setup.
That's awesome.
Just the setup is awesome. I hope the punchline is just as good. What, Kayla, I have a question back for you.
Yes.
What do you call syrup with a speech impediment?
Mrs. Stuttersworth.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Last person standing. 8 people. 1 prize. 1 crazy contest. I don't know if it's that.
A battle to the death.
Battle. It is something of a battle to the death. It is, it's intense. So here's how it's going to work. And everybody who's on the phone right now, Jennifer, Amy, Brandy, Joy, Uber RJ, Brooks the Fish, Vegas Drea, and Inez. Everybody pay attention, because when it comes your turn, you've got to be ready. We're going to name a category. We will call out your name. You will have 3 seconds, give or take, to name something in that category. Okay. Without repeating what has already been said. Okay? The last, and if you take more than 3 seconds, or you are unable to name something in the category, or if you repeat an answer, you're out.
All right.
And the last person standing is the winner. And the chances that I am going to fat finger the phones.
Strong.
Oh, yeah. Two, maybe 3 times before this whole thing gets over. It's all right. That music needs to be
loud. It's not long enough. Solid. More drone, please.
More drone, please. All right. Here we go. The category, with tonight's NFL season kicking off, is teams in the NFL. Name a team in the NFL. Jennifer, go.
Dallas Cowboys.
Nice. Amy, go.
49ers.
Okay. Brandy, go.
Rams.
Okay. Joy, go.
The Bears.
Okay. Uber RJ.
Eagles.
Okay. Brooks the Fish.
Steelers.
Vegas Drea.
Raiders.
Inez.
Patriots.
Takes a long time to put them on hold and hit the next one. Right. Jennifer, second time around, go.
San Francisco 49ers.
Already been named. You're out. Jennifer's the first one out. Amy, go.
Packers.
Already been named or no?
Nope.
Still in. Okay. Brandy.
The Bengals.
Okay. Joy.
Steelers.
Gone.
Already been named. Out. Uber RJ.
Browns.
Okay. Brooks the Fish.
Jaguars.
Okay.
Wow.
Vegas Drea.
Falcons.
Okay. Inez.
Chargers.
What'd she say?
Panthers. Chargers.
Oh.
Chargers.
Oh.
I'll take it. That was close, though.
Right.
Amy, go.
Dolphins.
Okay. Brandy, go.
Texans.
Good one. Uber RJ.
Panthers.
Already been named, right?
No,
no,
I
that was somebody
else. Yeah.
Okay, fine. He's still in. Brooks the Fish.
Cardinals.
Good one. Are we almost out of teams? Vegas Drea.
Texans.
Okay.
Already
been named. Out. Inez.
New York Giants.
Okay, we'll take it. Amy.
Titans.
Okay. Last person standing, naming teams in the NFL. Brandy, go.
The Bucks.
Okay. We got to be almost out. Uber RJ.
The Jets.
Already been named?
Nope.
No? Brooks the Fish.
Your Seattle Seahawks.
Damn right. Inez, go. Out. No. She's out. She's out.
Gone.
Do we still have teams left? Amy, go.
The Colts.
Oh, good one. Brandy, go.
Buffalo Bills.
Good one. There's only four people left. Uber RJ, go.
I'm out.
Out. Yeah. Three left. Brooks a Fish, go.
Thanks.
Got it.
Good job.
Amy, go.
The Buccaneers.
Gone. Already been named. Out. Brandy.
The Washington Redskins.
Got it. Are there any left? Brooks a Fish.
I'm done.
He's out, but wait a minute. Okay, were there still teams that you could name?
One, yes. Two, three, four left.
There were still four
Five.
Teams that you could name?
Five teams.
Brooks the Fish is out. Brandy Harlow, the last person standing.
Yay!
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, just told Spence that he's got golden pyramids.
That's right.
In his future. That's nuts.
What does that mean?
It just means that you have a luck, and it's usually luck related to abundance and success. And so it would be a spiritual gift that anyone can ask for. Just ask your angels and ask God to bring you a golden pyramid, and that just brings you luck and abundance.
Spence has got an abundance, all right. You know what kind of abundance I'm talking
Aha.
About.
Gary, don't let him bring you down, man. I appreciate
no,
the positivity.
That's not bringing anybody down.
Gary, is my abundance of green leafy materials... Or paper-like materials.
Oh, I thought you were, I was like, when did you start smoking weed?
No, oh, God, that did come across
really?
That way,
that
didn't
sounded
it?
Like,
my
yeah.
bad. No, no, no.
There's kids
money.
In the car, Kayla.
It's mine of money. There we are.
Moms are dropping their kids off at school. I don't know why you're talking like that. Sorry, moms. Continue, Gary.
Gary's
about
like,
Kayla.
No.
Continue, Gary, about Kayla's drug problem. I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
No, right. No, I see a golden heart and then a red one. So, obviously, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. You
know, and I'll bet it's a big heart too, because she has a big heart.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
She's gonna marry money. That's what it means.
Oh, well, too bad for you, buddy.
Sorry, buddy.
You're out.
Wow. All right. Well, 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Gary is, and thank you for asking, Gary is in North Carolina. As you remember, last year the hurricanes made landfall and made life pretty rough for Gary.
Yeah, it was tough.
Really bad. Yeah. And then, but this year doesn't look the same, because it doesn't look like Dorian's going to make landfall, right?
I don't think so. You know, so along the coast, of course, that's never easy for those guys out there. And but it's not coming inland far enough to really reach us, I don't think, other than just some winds and probably some heavy rains. I think that's it.
Okay. First, I've got a follow-up email from a topic earlier this morning. Hi, Gary. I'm 15 years old. I'm in love with my 26-year-old stepmom. Future stepmom, will there be a future for us? Sorry, I just had to do it. Earlier, Gary. Oh, wait, you know what? I never thought about this before. We call it Gary's Advice. It's a special segment of the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, where we take something that came up earlier in the show, and we get Gary's take on it.
I like it.
Okay, so Marcy, Gary.
Right.
Marcy is 26 years old. She's marrying a 43-year-old who has a 15-year-old son, previous relationship. She found out through a little bit of snooping on her, not snooping, but she's kind of like being overly mom-like and is going through and clearing out the history or checking the history from the different computers. And usually the 15-year-old is covering his tracks. In this case, he did not. And she found out that he was watching what we're referring to as instructional videos and I'm sorry, once Marcy marries this man, she's going to be the 15-year-old's
stepmom.
Yeah, he may be watching that category of instructional videos.
Right.
And she's not sure what to do about it.
Wow, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I think that I would bring it up with the dad. And I think they can sort of like handle it together. I think it's one of those dad conversations.
But now, and Spence said that too. And every time somebody backs Spence up, he prances around the room.
I did. I was prancing.
Did you take a trip?
Like one of them, Alzheimer ponies, what are they called?
Both the Alzheimer.
What are they called?
Lipizzaner.
Yes, one of those.
I don't even know why I know that. Both times that somebody agreed with him today. And we are getting the Spence's Right shirts made.
Yeah.
Kayla and I are against that idea. Here's why. Because no good comes of it. You're not going to stop the kid. All you're going to do is create a rift between the dad and his son, and possibly between Marcy and her future husband. She needs to just set boundaries and cover. He was also staring at her while she was in her bikini out by the pool. So she kind of needs to cover up a little bit, you know, and kind of just watch.
Play it modest around the stepson.
A little more modest. Save the bikini for vacation.
Well, psychically, I see it's a phase, and I think he'll be, you know, in this phase and then out of the phase. But I think it's better if they really bring it out in the open, deal with it in almost a laughable scenario, and taking it serious, of course. But sometimes you can laugh your way through these, and it later becomes sort of a funny little joke rather than being something that's really sort of sinister.
Right.
Because I see him, he's going to end up being a little bit of a peeking Tom, and so this is, you know, I don't know if he drills holes in the bathroom wall so he can peek in, but it's kind of, you know, sort of those sort of things. And so it would be better to just, everything comes to light. And so I think if, you know, this would be something that the dad should probably deal with in his own way, with his own relationship with his son.
All right. And Lil Jess is going in for round number two tonight of speed dating. Will she? Did you ever go on a date with that last guy?
No, I didn't. I didn't have anyone.
Oh, I thought you had one.
No,
oh, no,
well, there was a guy who was
you.
Interested, but yeah. I wasn't interested.
Yeah. Will Jess have better luck tonight? Speed dating.
Yeah, I think so. This one is very awake, aware, interested, coherent, can talk, you know, can answer, can listen, and seems to be a lot of chemistry there, if you know what I mean.
Why did you just make, I'm going to make myself throw up face? Because you don't, that's not what you want?
No, I don't know. I don't have any high expectations for this one.
Well, you said earlier that you want a take charge guy. That's the reason you're going to cut it, because you're a bold person. You're going to take the backseat a little bit and just go, all right, I want this person to lead the conversation, right? Is that what you're looking for?
That is correct, Kayla. Yep, she's got it.
Will little Jess end up in a backseat before the end of the
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! Please tell me it's a Fiat 500.
Let me start stretching.
Oh my God, yeah.
Now.
I'd pay to see that. All right, let's go to Ebony in Spring Valley. Speaking of finding love, okay, so you're in love with your best friend. What's the holdup?
That was my question. We were together back a long time ago. I've known him for 12 years, and we were together. I decided to move to Las Vegas. And we kind of kept in touch. Like, he's my best friend. He knows all my deep secrets and everything. So we always had a plan that we were made for each other. Let's move together. And our plan was to move to Houston. And he just told me last week that he was moving. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, great. Congratulations. And then he told me that he was moving with a girl. That him and the girl. He basically sold my dream to someone else.
What the what?
Yeah, amazing. It's like a long story.
What the what? So has he been with this girl the whole time that he's been with you?
He said he's known her for a year. We're not together, but that was the plan. We were going to move together. We were going to be together. Once we, like, lived our lives, like, we were going to settle down with each other. But now he's basically settling down with someone else.
Right. I think that was a bad plan. If you know, we're going to get together later if nothing else happens, really. Well, something happened. And so I really see that he fell in love with this girl. The girl fell in love with him. And it just, you know, nature sort of takes its course, so to speak. But that's what occurred. So I think that was a good plan back then. But some time passed. How much time passed since you guys made that
plan? About 8 years.
Well, there we are. Yeah, that's a lot of time. So,
but it's always been in the talks. So it's like, okay, it's been 8 years since we made the plan, but just a couple of months ago, like, we brought it up again. Like, we always would bring it up. Like, oh, we don't like where we're living. We can't wait till we move together, or we can't wait till, like, we're together and
he's hedging his bets. Isn't that what it is, Gary? Is he hedging his bets?
Well, I think so. I think that it was just sort of like, hey, if I don't fall in love, if you don't fall in love with somebody else, we'll go hang out over here. And I just see that he fell in love. So, I mean, it's really, I don't think you could be really, really mad at him, so to speak. I mean, you can be if you want to be, but I don't think it's going to do any good. I would just keep him as a friend. And so, but I don't think anything you do will change what the course is or his mind. Sometimes you just have to wish him well. And realize that didn't work out, and so
right.
But I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be upset, because when you give people a lot of time by themselves, they tend to find other people to spend the time with, and so that's what occurred. That's what I see. So good luck with it. You know, I know it hurt your feelings. I cleared your energy off.
So would I ever find my love? Like, would I ever find what I want or what I'm looking for? Or
Well, frankly, I think he got in the way of that, because I think that you had some plan of something that really didn't make a whole lot of sense, you know, and so that gave you this security that you had. So I would, you know, get a plan. Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you look for somebody, I think you'll find them. You've got a great energy. People love you. They like you. You're fun. You're accommodating. Some family members may get in your way, so you may have to knock them out of the way a little bit, you know. But as soon as you get through the family member ordeals, yes, I see that you can find a great guy, and I do see somebody hovering within the next 6 months. I see one for you, so good luck.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, this other dude bugs me, though. I know you're not supposed to be mad, but I'm mad for you, Ebony.
I was heartbroken, but like he said, it's time. Well, friends are friends. Good luck. Move on. Yeah. I just wanted to know about myself.
Yeah?
Yes.
Go get him. Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
We'll see. I like her.
I love her. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on
whatever reason. I can't explain it. I just think she's.
You don't want your friend to be taken advantage of, and she feels like a friend. So.
Well, okay. So, did she take herself for a ride, or did this guy take her for a ride?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both.
It bothers me. Wendy on the east side. So what is this pain that you have?
It's like really bad cramps and stabbing pains in my uterus.
And you're wondering, so, and you want to try and have more kids?
Yeah, but I just wanted to know if he sees me having more kids.
Right.
Because I've been having this really bad pain in my uterus.
Yeah, and you've been trying for quite a while to have kids, right?
Yeah.
Boy, this sounds like a mess, doesn't it, Gary?
Yeah, like, here's what I see. You're more likely to get pregnant every other month. I think there's a problem with one side, so with a tube and maybe an ovary as well on one side. But one side, you can totally still get pregnant. So I think you can get pregnant, but that one tube with one good ovary, one good tube, one good ovary, the tube is blocked, and that's the reason you're not getting pregnant. The reason you feel a little bit of pain is because, I don't know if they found it yet, but there's a fibroid there.
Yes, so, yes, I have three.
Okay, so you know about it. Okay. Yeah. Well, so the fibroid is where the pain is coming from. And so that's what that – but there's also a medication they're going to give you to help with that is what I see. And so – but, yes, you can get pregnant. All you got to do is just have your tubes cleaned. You know, it's a kind of a Roto-Rooter routine. And so – and I see you getting pregnant. So there we are.
Can you see what I would have next?
It's hard to understand you. You got to kind of speak into the phone a little bit.
I was wondering if he sees what I would have next.
Oh, what are you having
a
next?
Boy.
Yeah.
A boy.
Oh, another boy?
another
boy. Boys are great. Boys you know are what? Great.
She just heard the story about the 15-year-old. She's like, I don't
need that. I don't need that in my life. Wendy, we got to jump, but thank you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Stacy in the Southwest, you're up for a big job. What kind of job?
Well, I kind of don't want to say because I still have a job here.
I understand, but I'm just asking you what kind of job. I didn't ask you what's the name of the company and what's their address. You know what I mean? Like if you're an accountant, if you're an accountant, you could say you're an accountant without saying what accounting firm.
I do marketing.
Oh, there you go.
I do marketing.
It's a big marketing job.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Good. It's interesting. It's not, you're not asking whether you're going to get it or not, you're asking what do you need to do to get it?
Heck yeah, because I talked to Gary once before and he told me this was going to happen.
And now it's here.
And now it's here.
And now you're trying to mojo it by not believing?
Yes. No, I believe it. I just don't want to screw it up by doing something wrong.
No, I get it. Gary, what do you see? Because and by the way, Stacey, you already made the first cut, right?
I did.
Well, I think they love you, and so it's between you and a guy, and so is what I've seen. So they got it down to the two, and they actually have three positions. So I think you're very safe for one of two positions, and I think you probably think there's only one position, but there's actually three different positions they're hiring for. And so
she mentioned something about that, yeah.
Okay, and so, but you got one. So that's what I see. All you got to do is just be yourself at this point. Be you. Play you in the movie.
And this is the way to go. This is better than where I'm at.
Well, it's much better than where you're at.
If you're questioning that.
Well, there's been a lot of carrots dangled and a lot of promises made. But as time has gone on, I've seen the handwriting on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they will hire you back if you ever want to come back. So that's good news.
All right, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. See you soon. Good luck. And Elaine, this is exciting. You and your husband are launching a new product.
We are, and I'm super ecstatic about it. And by the way, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
And can you give us an idea? I mean, like, again, without getting into specifics, unless you want to, what kind of a thing is this?
Well, see, I'm also in marketing and also pharmaceutical, but I think this is more so of your, like, medical devices type of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So are you asking, is this thing going to fly?
Yes, most definitely, because I'm a little nerve-wracked because we have launched it in the East Coast, and it's doing wonderful in Florida, and I want to make sure on the West Coast we're going to have the same type of
you know, excitement.
That's so fascinating to me. What kind of, I mean, like, why would it be different? You know what I mean? If it's good in Florida, why would it not be good here?
Insurances.
Got it.
Insurances, things like that. Like, it's way different from East Coast to West Coast. Different insurance, different laws. It's crazy.
Oh, I had lunch with a buddy of mine yesterday who's in the medical field, who said Nevada is awful for medical insurance. Yes. And getting paid.
Really?
And all that. Yeah, it's terrible. And they're trying to make it worse.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Gary, what do you see?
Yeah, for this, are you selling it or do you own it?
No, I will be selling it.
Okay. And so what I see it being sold to a different company. So a different company, I think, is going to buy the company that owns this or this particular product. And then when that happens, you could end up in a really lucrative position. So I see some turbulence, but it's good turbulence, and you end up really doing well from this particular kind of company shakeup. And so it's a shakeup good, not shakeup bad. And I think that this will work really, really well. Are you also working in California with the product?
No, so I am also working in California, but for a total different company.
Well, that's going to work. This too. Other thing, not so
much. You're awesome.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it works too. But so you're going to have all this stuff work. So I see the California thing working as well. And so yeah, you're going to be fine. You're cranking. Looks good. Looks great.
Thank you. And I just celebrated a birthday, so I'm excited. I'm 29 again for the next 10 years.
Oh, good.
Happy belated
that's
birthday.
That's great. Thank you. Well,
thank you.
Best of luck on the other stuff, and keep us posted, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have
I love the morning
day.
Zoo.
Thank you. That old school P1D1 nice. Talk. Thank you. Thank you. I think that's all the time we have. I think we must go.
Okay.
I think that's good. Thank you so much. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. Get yourself a private reading with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. I know everybody always says it, but we really mean it. Thoughts and prayers that Dorian stays away from you. And
thank you.
And we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, there we go. World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, Lil Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Maria Sanchez from the Southwest.
Maria, what's your buzzer going to be?
Boom, boom.
Outstanding. Wow. And contestant number two, the reigning, defending, 4 weeks running, number one in the Chet Buchanan Show P1 Power Rankings. She tattooed the show logo on her left ankle.
Dedication.
People. Who is contestant number? Who is contestant number two, please?
Thank you. DLK from Blue Diamond.
Deanna Lee Kaiser. What is your buzzer going to be?
DLK.
Okay, fantastic. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla will be the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
Which TV show leads the pack with 8 nominations at this year's People's Choice Awards? Is that Riverdale, Game of Thrones, or Stranger Things?
Maria. Just kidding, DLK.
It's like, wow.
Game of Thrones.
Is it Game of Thrones? It should be. It probably is. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, that shouldn't surprise anybody.
No.
One zip DLK. Question two.
RuPaul's Drag Race star Farrah Moan is accusing which KLUC artist of stealing her look?
Pheromone. Get it?
I
got it.
DLK.
Oh, did she?
Ariana Grande.
Is Ariana Grande? Look at DLK, just like a hot knife through butter right now.
Blowing them down.
Up two zip to the all-important third and final question. By the way, that Farrah Moan is trying to sue Ariana Grande for at least a piece of the $10 million that Ariana is suing Forever 21 for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All that is just a vehicle for me to say that this all-important third and final question worth 10 million game-winning points.
So which mega superstar is saying she actually believes Woody Allen is innocent?
Maria!
Scarlett Johansson.
Maria jumps in with Scarlett Johansson. If Maria is right, Maria wins. If Maria is wrong, DLK wins. Is it Scarlett Johansson? Dramatic pause. Oh, Maria, you dirty.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She's a winner. Wow.
Dirty.
Wow.
Wow.
Come from behind. Unprecedented. Unimaginable. Very impressive. Yeah, DLK, we got to let you go. Have a great day.
Yes.
Thank you for everything you do. All right,
thanks,
we'll see you. Nice job, Maria. Very good. We've got tickets for you to go see Christina Aguilera during the Experience Las Vegas Residency September 24th at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. And even more importantly, it will go into your permanent record Thursday, September 5th, 2019. Maria Sanchez of the Southwest was the champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
Before we get to the greatest person in the world, did you hear the 911 call from the Kevin Hart accident?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
There was a couple of different things. There was one, there was some police chatter, some police and first responder chatter that they released, and that's not that exciting. It was just like, you know, let's send a helicopter. Okay, let's send two ambulances. No, we just need one. You know, that kind of stuff?
Sure.
And then there was also a call from Kevin's house, because his security, somehow he got out of the car, and then his security, they weren't that far from his house. Security took him back to his house, and then somebody called, I think it was his wife, called 911. And they were just talking about that. That wasn't that exciting. This is reasonably interesting. This is a guy who saw the wreck happen and then called 911.
County Fire 78, what's the address?
Beach View, the transfer is going to be southbound Mulholland Highway, just south of Stunt Road.
Okay, and how many vehicles involved total, two?
No, it's just one car that went off. I'm here with another car that's pulled over to help.
Okay. Is the vehicle overturned at all?
No, it's not. It's just on the angle on the hill. Yeah, there's a lot of people in the car. Yeah.
There's two more in there?
Two are stuck in the car, so there's three, I guess.
Are both of them conscious?
Yeah, they're all conscious.
Are either of them having any breathing problems?
No, it sounds like they're just scared because they're in there stuck.
What part of the car is crushed?
The roof is crushed, and the car is pretty total. The door smashed in. The A-pillar is crushed into the front of the dash.
Okay.
Stay calm. Help's coming.
Yeah, you know what? They had to have rolled.
The roof was crushed. The roof was crushed, yeah.
Has to.
Yeah. Because he's like, well, they just went off. Nah, I didn't think they rolled.
Wow.
It looks like. So then Kelly Clarkson has a new TV show, The Kelly Clarkson Show. And Kevin Hart was supposed to be the first guest. And they were taping the other day. And obviously Kevin Hart can't show up.
No. Right. What none of you know is that my first guest today was supposed to be actor and comedian Kevin Hart. And so, yeah, so as many of you know, Kevin was seriously injured in a car accident. He's okay and recovering, but because Kevin couldn't be here, one of his good friends left his honeymoon to come here. This is real. Left his honeymoon. His wife probably hates me. to come here and take Kevin's place. You know my first guest, and this is my first guest ever. From his HBO show Ballers, from the Fast and the Furious movies, and from y'all are freaking out! From one of my favorite films, Jumanji, give it up for Dwayne Johnson, y'all!
I'll never love Kelly Clarkson more than I do.
She's really good at that. You know what I mean?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I heard somewhere that the show was not good.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. Oh, no. The show is good. Her music right now is not doing well.
Oh,
That's what the issue is. But she's all right with that. But I just thought that was cool that The Rock, left his honeymoon
to be
Kelly's first. And the 911 call was kind of crazy. So, all right, let's get to this.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla, what you got?
There is a 12-year-old boy named Bishop Curry in McKinney, Texas, that a couple of years ago came up with the idea to put a sensor machine in babies' car seats.
Okay.
And it reads whether a baby is being left in the car over a certain temperature in there. But this isn't just a regular machine that, like, alerts people. It also has a cooling mechanism on it. So once it senses that a baby is still in the seat for a long enough time and it's getting hotter and hotter in that atmosphere, it sends out a cooling technique, like some sort of cooling air in that direction to then cool off whatever is right there, whether it's the baby or you decided to put a hot sandwich in this car seat. I don't know.
But I think we don't care about the hot sandwich. We care about the baby.
Exactly. So it cools it off and then also alerts police and the parents. So you would hope that no one would need this, but it appears that we do recently. So, to Bishop Curry, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Even if that thing works one time.
Yep.
Yeah,
one exactly. time. Well worth it. Spence?
You know, I know that I'm not trying to hone in on your man, Ryan Reynolds.
Whoa.
Okay, but I like to think he's my spirit animal. I'm again.
You know? Okay.
Okay, just and he and his wife Blake Lively, who is lovely, see her in the town. Ugh, so hot.
So you want to fight me? Okay.
No. Right. I want to salute him. Blake and Ryan Reynolds gave $2 million donations, $1 million each to the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund and the Young Center for Immigrant Children's Rights, and they wrote that over the past few years, their perspective has grown, and they've realized we have to do everything possible to further more compassion and empathy. And I love that.
That's amazing.
And putting their money in those type of organizations is phenomenal. So Ryan Reynolds, my spirit animal, and Blake Lively, you is...
All of a sudden, he's a spirit.
The greatest person in the world.
Lil Jess, what you got?
A local nonprofit by the name of A Song in Their Hearts is teaching piano to kids at Safe Haven. And the creator, Bridget Kane, said that the idea came to her when she saw the need to teach music to kids in crisis. She also adds, not only does it calm them down, but it makes them more confident. So to Bridget Kane and A Song in Their Hearts, y'all is...
The greatest person in the world.
Yeah, apparently they're grabbing kids and they give them an hour of piano lessons and it gives them something to focus on. It's great.
That's amazing.
I saw the same story, and it's really for you and I right there, speaking of spirit animals, you and I are right there today. And I would co-sign on that, and I guess I am kind of co-signing. However, the folks at Walgreens are already busy, and I'm so sorry I didn't mention it more today, but they're doing the scannable thing again. And if you look at my Insta story, I hit all of the Walgreens on the strip yesterday, went down just... We've done this the last 4 or 5 years. Take a little tour in the afternoon. It takes like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And literally go and say thank you to every single person working at the Walgreens down on the strip, because they I'll hit some of the other Walgreens in town too, because it's so important. They raise so much money and they are so into it. I forget every year. And then I go watch these guys. And so somebody will donate and they'll be like, here's another donation from Australia. And everybody's like, whoa.
They ring bells and stuff.
They ring bells and noisemakers. Cool. And they've decorated their stores like Christmas, you know, up front at the cashiers and whatnot. And then there's somebody every year that really inspires me for Toy Drive. There's always a story that sticks with me. And yesterday, one of the shift leads pulls me off to the side and just says, I want you to know that when I was a kid, my dad left, my mom had issues, and me and my little brother, we wouldn't have had Christmas if it wasn't for a toy drive. Oh. And then I'm like, and now look at you. You're shift lead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're shift lead, and you're rocking it. And she's like, yeah. She goes, I've never forgotten that, and I've always wanted a chance to say thank you. Oh. And it's like, nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... It's really good. So if you get to a Walgreens between now and the 15th, they may extend it out for a couple of days, but don't count on that. And they
just
ask
do
you
it
to,
now.
Yeah, do it now. And if they ask you to donate, please do, because it's just, every little bit helps. Okay. So all the folks at Walgreens in Southern Nevada, my God, do we love you, and you just might be
the greatest person in the world.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Look who got through. 702-364-9898. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Jay Stu from Henderson.
Jay Stu in the building. How are you, brother?
What's up? I'm great, thanks. Living the dream in Denver.
What?
Yeah, I'm at a conference in Denver. I had to step out and call you guys.
Isn't Denver awesome?
I love it.
It's amazing. You know, I lived here for 12 years, and every time I come back, it's like, oh, but I love Vegas too, man. So.
Yeah, I didn't know. I did not know that you had lived in Denver for a dozen years.
Yep.
Are you downtown?
No, man. I'm at this freaking gargantuan Gaylord Hotel out by the airport. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know where you're talking. No, it's like Disneyland. You're driving out to the airport, which is like 40 miles out of town. True story. It's like driving to Gene. It's like driving down to Gene, exactly. The Terribles. And all of a sudden there's this thing off to the right side and it looks like castles and whatnot.
Yeah.
And what the hell is that? A conference center.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it's like, does it work? And they're like, yeah, everybody always goes there. That's where Jay Stu is at.
Oh, okay.
See?
I love Denver. I'm going there twice in January and I'm so jealous of you right now.
I love this. So Jay Stu's listening on the radio.com app. And what was 26-year-old smoking hot Marcy's 15-year-old future stepson looking at?
Instructional videos.
Instructional videos. Hey. Yeah, of course. What advice do you give in this situation, Jay Stu?
Oh, man, I tweeted it out. She should be flattered and just shut her mouth and move on. No good can come of this.
Yep.
You're a right-thinking American, Jay Stu. I appreciate it. Because that's not what Spence said.
Spence is like, wrong.
Yeah, that's what Kayla and I thought. So she just keep it pushing. Uh-huh. No good comes of it. All right, well, travel safe. It's so awesome. Jay Stu calls from Denver today. That's worth some love in the P1 Power Rankings. That's worth some love.
Hey, I missed you in the airport on Tuesday, by the way. My flight was at 11:40, so... too bad next time, maybe.
Yes, Southwest changed their flight schedule. Maybe next Tuesday. Spence will be out today.
Yeah, Henderson Hyundai from 1 to 3. Can't confirm or deny, but Golden Knight Nate Schmidt is going to be there.
I think you got to talk.
Yeah, so I guess you can meet Nate if you want. So 1 to 3 today at Henderson Hyundai.
Yeah, and you can meet Spence, not for nothing.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Probably the non-hockey-looking guy.
And then, my God, the next time we come back here, it'll be Friday, which is a really, really cool thing. Everybody have an amazing day. Thank you to our friends at Kazam.com by Party City. Next party, why would you make things complicated? Go to Kazam.com. Brought to you by the experts at Party City. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, P1.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.